It's your girl Kay, and you are listening to Kay's Diary.
When we hop up in the bed, you know what it is. You're gonna be on me, I'm gonna be on you. And it feels so good, I gotta have it. Don't it feel so good, the way you be grabbing the sheets, the pillows, the dress up, the covers, the mattress, the passion making love, girl, you're scratching me up. But it's cool, cause I love when we're touching, I love when we kissing, sex and you be scratching me up.
Hey guys, so I'm really not in the mood. I'm just a little pissed right now because I'm supposed to be smoking and, you know, enjoying a nice night. And I guess a bitch's plan got canceled because nobody responded to my text messages. And I'm annoyed. I'm fucking annoyed. But I have to do this because I just want to keep on track and stay consistent with this. Try to upload this Wednesday, so tomorrow. It's currently 10:18, and I was just delaying doing this because, like, I wanted to smoke, but bitches, they want to answer the phone, so here I am. And I'm probably gonna be up late, up till midnight, getting this done, but whatever. Excuse me. Oh, okay. So, if you guys follow my Instagram, you'll know that, you know, things have changed a little bit because I've realized that, I realized that I wanted to work on my diary. I mean, I wanted to write in my diary, like, every day just to be accountable and just to help myself because, like, I can't afford to go see a counselor. So I'm using the coping skills that I've learned as a way to help me out until, you know, I can actually see somebody. Just seeing if I can help myself, basically. And using my diary is how I do it. And this is NK's Diaries Online is also how I do it. Just to talk about things out loud and everything. And just to make myself more accountable and to actually write every night and to actually, like, reflect upon my day and what I was going on throughout the day or just what I need to talk to about. What I need to just talk about, I've relaunched my website. It is called kaysdiaries.wordpress.com, and the link is on my Instagram. My Instagram is _kaysdiary, and you could just click the link in the bio and it'll immediately put you there. Or if you're listening to this through SoundCloud, you could just click the link that's on the SoundCloud because it's on the SoundCloud. Just search me on SoundCloud or just search me. I don't know. You can find, if you have me on any of the social media accounts, like, you can find me. You can find the website, okay? You could just click it somewhere or you could just type it in, kaysdiary.wordpress.com. And it'll immediately pull you up to the blog, and it's my diary. It's online. So instead of talking to you guys, it was just like written out, like, every night. Like, me doing Kay's Diaries weekly is just kind of like a reflection upon my whole week or something that's really major that I feel like I need to talk out loud about. Like, so this is what the podcast is for. But for the for my blog, the website, it's my everyday diary. And it's uploaded. And, you know, I find little cute memes or GIFs, is that what they're called? Or GIFs, what GIFS, whatever them things is called. And I post it online as it relates to the diary of the night. Yeah, so it's just, if you guys could check that out, let me know what you think. Comment. I want to hear your opinions, or I want to hear if you have any questions or just anything. I want to hear what you guys think. And also comment under, like, the podcast also, or my Instagram. Like, or DM me. I really, like, look forward to what you guys think about this online diary, about this podcast. Like, if you feel like I can improve on something, I need to work on this, or just whatever it is that you're thinking, negative or positive, I promise I will keep an open mind. Like, I'm pretty open. So please, you know, excuse me, I'm hella tired. Please, you know, just comment, send me messages. I look forward to hearing from y'all. But otherwise, you guys know the gist. I'm laying down. Got my candles on, music in the background. I do not have a glass of wine or champagne because my liquor set is just all done. Do got some leftover Moscato. Yeah, I'm just not about to get up though. I have some leftover Moscato from some baby shower, but I'm not gonna get up and go get it. I'm comfortable right now. I'm comfortable. I'm just fucking pissed that I couldn't smoke because I was really looking forward to smoking. Crazy thing is, this topic tonight is about smoking because there's just something I really want to discuss out loud, like, about it. But crazy thing is, though, that wasn't the crazy thing, but the real crazy thing is that I really didn't actually start smoking until, like actively smoking until last year. And even then, that was, like, once every... No, let me stop. I didn't actively start smoking until this past summer. Before, it would be, like, once every couple of months, every... like 3-4 months, like I would go out to parties and stuff. My friends would be like, oh, you want some? I'd be like, nah, I'm good. Or like, yeah, I've only smoked like a handful of times until last summer, summer's 17. And that's when I picked it back up. And even then, I ain't smoked like that. So this past like month is the most I've ever smoked in my life, like in total. Like, it's just, this past month was just, and I'm actually like, I like it. All right, I got a question because I'm such a beginner at this that like, when I ask people questions, like they feel like, bitch, what? Or they just look at me weird. So I just really don't ask questions. I just chill and I say nothing. But like, when I smoke, I feel it, like, in my body. Like, I feel it when, like, I'm not myself. Like, I am myself, but I'm not myself. I feel, like, my body, like, tingling. And I feel it in my system. I can feel every bone, everything. Well, not every bone, but I could just feel everything. And every movement, like, I can feel it throughout my whole body. I could just feel it. And it's just like, is that normal? Like, people be chilling and I'd be like, bitch, you better chill before they think you crazy. So I don't say nothing when I'm smoking, but like, yeah, is that normal? I don't know. Let me know. Is that like normal to actually feel it? Yeah. So, like, I smoked New Year's New Year's Sunday. Crazy. I'm smoking on the Lord's Day. Something wrong with me. I smoked. I don't know. But, yeah, I smoked a couple times. No, I smoked twice in this past week. Last month, I think twice, too. And, yeah, November, I smoked, yo. I smoked. Yo, the summer, we had this session. It was just like, I smoked hella fucking weed. Just hella fucking weed. It was a bonfire. It was just, niggas was just passing blunts. Like, shit was crazy. But, okay. I've realized, I actually haven't done the research or anything, so I don't know. But I've realized that every time that I smoke, I'm horny. Like, not in that right moment. I know you're supposed to be hungry and shit, and I be devouring food. I be wanting to eat, like, mad shit, so I know that's not good for me. But, like, after that, I feel, like, I feel horny, and, like, I want sex. Or, yeah, I want sex, and I want blazing-ass sex. And I haven't really talked about sex on my podcast, but... Like, I'm a virgin, but I'm not a virgin. Like, I've only had sex once more than a year and a half ago. It was literally that one time with that one person, and it never happened again. So, like, I'm not a virgin, but it's, like, it was that one time. So, whatever. Like, yeah, so whatever. So, it's just, like... And that one sexual experience wasn't even, yeah, that shit wasn't, it was okay. Like, it didn't hurt. Bitches be saying, oh, my first time, da-da-da-da, it didn't hurt. My cherry most definitely popped, though. Like, shit popped the fuck up. Shit. But, yeah, it didn't hurt. Like, I guess it was better than the average. But, I mean... I know what I wanted ever since, I'm only 21 years old, but, like, I've been exposed to sex for a long, long time now, and, like, I've known what I wanted. I've known, like, what turns me on, and even though I haven't experimented, like, besides that sexual experience, haven't given head, haven't gotten head, fingered once before that sexual experience. So I've been fingered like twice in my life. I've never actually fingered myself. Like I attempted, but that's weird to me. That's uncomfortable. No matter, people be saying like, oh, you should do it. Not like taking your own pleasure or whatever. And I just be like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. It don't matter what I do. I'm not feeling it. I even attempted to buy a vibrator once. I did buy a vibrator. I have it, but it just be like, okay. Okay. So it's like sex for me, or what turns me on is more than just the actions of sex. Like, it's more than just like putting the dick in you and just boom, boom, boom. Or, like, putting the finger, boom, 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 or just, it's more than that. It's the chemistry, it's the vibe, it's the atmosphere. That's what is a turn on for me. Like, any nigga can have a big dick, or any nigga can have, well, all niggas got dick and stuff, like, that's not a turn on. Like, having something... going in and out of me, okay, I will just sit there and look at you like, okay, are you done? Is this done? Like, you're just in, out, and out. Like, that's not me. It won't turn me on if you do that. No, it's like, it's the vibe, and it's your words, it's your vibe and your words. Like, put that together with the action, bitch, I'm done for it. Like, your words and your, like, your persona is an automatic turn on. Like that will have me busting it open real quick. So you add on to you got a dick and you know how to handle that shit, okay? And you know how I like it, okay? I like I'm done for it. I'm done for. And it's just crazy how, like, even though I've had such a limited, like, really extremely limited sexual experience, like, I know what I want. And having sex at one time even showed me, like, yeah, I know what the fuck I want. I was trying to be nice because it was my first time. And, you know, I was just like, okay, let me fill this out, whatever. It just showed me, like, bitch, you know what you want already, and what this isn't it. So it was okay, but it was like there was a point where I was just like, okay, you're done. I'm such a horrible person. But like, since I was trying to be nice and it was my first time, I was just like, let him rock, let him do his thing. But like, that was even more of a revelation, like. Bitch, you need more than just a dick pounding in you for me to, like, feel good or, like, to enjoy myself. I need more than that. So, like, okay, back to the original reason why I'm talking about sex. When I'm high, it seems like I'm horny. Every time I get high, like, you know, sometimes you get horny, you know, like, you get horny, it's okay. But, like, when I'm high, most definitely, give it, like, an hour, not even, give it, like, 30 minutes, and I want to fuck. And, after I was done smoking with my friend, like, I came back home, and I was just horny. And since, like, literally, like, doing it myself, or like trying to what's the word when you're fucking yourself? Oh, trying to go solo. I'm forgetting the words right now. Why is it every time I get on this podcast I never remember the fucking words? But like, going solo don't do it for me. Like I said, it don't do it. So I didn't even attempt to do that. But like, when I got home, I just locked myself in my room because I live with my mom and my brother, and I had my headphones in, and my nigga, I was watching porn the whole entire night. Like, I was watching porn the whole entire night, and I didn't get high until, like, when I got high, it was like 8. Was it 8 o'clock? It was like 8 o'clock when I got high. So for the rest of the night to like midnight, 1 o'clock, all I was doing was watching porn. Like, that was all I was doing. I was like, and it was just crazy to me because my ass was fucking horny. Like, if I had a cute ass nigga right next to me, I would have fucked him. I would have fucked him. And, like, it makes sense to me because when I had lost my virginity, it was because I smoked a little bit, just a tiny bit, and I drunk. So I was, like, under the influence. And, you know, like, I went to a party, 1, 2, 3, shit happened, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't lose my virginity that night. But that experience while I was high was really fun to me, which made me contact him again, and that made me, like, you know, we text and came over, you know, we did the deed, and it was just, like, my feeling when I was high and my feelings when I was sober was completely different. Like, when I was high, I was loose, I was enjoying it, I was relax, and I was horny. So like, what he was doing felt really good. So when I was sober, when he was doing those things, I was literally just staring at that nigga like, okay, are you done? I was like, okay. And it at one point it got awkward to me, and I was just like, yeah, like, I don't like this position. Let's flip. Let's flip. Because the nigga was staring, we was missionary. He was staring at me, and I was just like, yeah, doggy style it is. Turn around. Let me turn around. Like, but it's just crazy to me, like, when I'm sober, like, I won't do these things. I don't watch porn on a regular. Like, I don't watch porn. I don't want to fuck. Well, I do, but, like, I don't be that horny. Like, my actions, like, it's just completely different when I'm high and when I'm sober. And I'm trying to think, like, is that a good thing? Is that, like, yeah, I'm trying to think, like, is that a good thing? Because it's just, I don't know. Is that still me? Is that still me? It's just, like, a part of me that struggles to be out when I'm sober. It's, like, my sober self just, like, bitch, you can't do that real life, so chill the fuck out. Lock that shit in. Is that, like, what it is? Like, like, I'm just, it was just crazy to me because the whole night, like, for a good 4 to 5 hours, I was straight watching porn, straight, and it was some good porn. It was some good porn. And I mean, like, if this makes you guys feel uncomfortable, you could just, you know, log out. But, like, I promise to be raw and unedited under this, like, because this is my diary and there are some things I want to talk about, like, because I myself don't understand some of the things that I'm going through, and I'm just not mature enough, or just I haven't had enough experience. But, like, I was just so horny, and I was, like, like, I wanted to fuck right now. And my thing is, like, I like myself like that, though. I mean, if I had a nigga, that would have worked perfectly. But I like myself like that because I was just so relaxed. Like, when I be smoking with people, they'd be like, yo, you so funny. Da 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 da, like, we want to smoke with you again. You're so funny. And it's just be like, okay, I didn't really do anything, but okay. I just feel like people like me more. I'm looser. I can have more fun. And it's crazy because, like, when I be out long, like, when I didn't smoke and I usually be out with my friends, I let them smoke and drink. And then when I realize they're under the influence, that's when I let loose, because I know people will, like, be like, ah, nah, the bitch probably high or something, or the bitch probably drunk. So, like, they won't think, like, this is my normal me. I unravel the mask, basically, and I be my true self. And I'm wondering what's stopping me from being my true self, because in all honesty, I'm a very sensual, sexual person. And, like, yeah, I'm very sensual. And I've been like that as I was exposed to sex at such a young age. I don't know if that's because that's why, but, like, I've been like that for a long, long time. And I just feel like I'm so afraid of being free and letting loose. I'm so afraid of just taking what I want. Like, I feel like I should be this image, or I should be this person, because of these standards that I set for myself, because of what people set for me, or because of what my circumstances set for me. Like, I feel like I need to be a certain way. I can't be like this. I can't be free. I can't be having sex. I can't be enjoying myself. because of standards that people have set for me, and also too because of insecurities. Like I grew up with, like, all of my life I've seen what attract, well, no, let me stop. All my life I've had girls and women around me that are not my body type at all. Not my body type. And I've seen men gravitate towards them more than they gravitated towards me. My biggest insecurity when I was younger is that I wasn't cute or I wasn't attractive because of my body. And I've seen all these women, all these girls that had so many different body types. I mean, that were completely different than me. Like, I felt like they had better body types. They were more curvier or more slimmer or skinnier than me. And they attracted men like fleas, whatever. And I felt like that was more accepted. And, you know, men wanted that. And they didn't want me. So tie along what people expect of me, twist it into what I expect of me, and then twist it into what I feel men are attracted to. It prevents me from actually, like, being free and being sensual. I feel like if I was actually my sensual self, then I would get laughed at, or I would be deemed as a joke. And that's why I'm so private with a lot of things. Like, I don't like when my business is out there. I don't like when people know things about me that I specifically didn't tell them. I don't like being vulnerable to the world because I feel like they'll use that against me. So me showing my sexuality and my sensuality, that makes me feel vulnerable to others. So I would never put that out there. And I feel like it's crazy because talking this out loud, like, it's helped me. Like I never talked about some of this shit out loud. Yeah, you think it, but you never, like, say it out loud, so it just be a lost thought in your head. But I feel like, great, now I lost my train of thought. But, shit, what the fuck was I talking about? But I feel like because, and people will always say, like, being vulnerable is, like, not a bad thing. But to me, it is, because I was raised in a culture where, like, I didn't see my mother crying. I didn't see my father crying. I didn't see them show any emotions besides confident and basically that was it. Like, they showed no sadness, no happiness. Rarely showed happiness. Like, it just, I didn't grow up with emotions. So I feel like emotions make me vulnerable. And with my sexuality, that is my, like, my sexuality is tied in with my love, with my affection for others. So, like, that right there will make me vulnerable, and I feel like people will use that against me. And at such a young age, it just, I didn't know that it was okay to be like that or to be free like that. And it's hard to reverse all those years because that's what I grew up on and that's what I knew. So, like, I remember writing down, and I said this in my podcast, my Live Your Best Life Sis podcast. One of my goals was to just, like, fucking get fucked. And it's, like, it's crazy because, like, I do want that. I want to be free like that. I want to be able to just, to have sex and to enjoy myself and to just show my really sensual side to someone and just to be free. I really do want that. I really want to show my affection and my love to somebody. But, like, when I stop, like I might want that, but then I stop and I think, and it's like, yeah, you can't do that. You can't be doing that. And it's just like, it kills me because I feel like I'm not myself. I feel like I'm not myself, and I don't know how I can be myself because I have to mask a lot of the things that I want for myself. And I think like, okay, when am I going to be able to be my true self? When am I going to be able to show this side of me or that side of me? And it's like, it's hard because, like, I don't know. I feel like I can't do it under my mom's house, under the eyes that are watching me, under the people that are rooting for me. I feel like I can't be me because I might be a disappointment to them because they might not like how I am. And it's like, yeah, people will say like, oh, you know, you have to live for you. You can't let others judge you. Yada, 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 and all that stuff. And, like, I get it. But this one is, like, it's especially hard for me because this is not just, like, you know, showing your goofy side or having, like, I don't know. This isn't accepted in society. It's like, it's hard. I don't even see that on TV, like women being sexual or be sensual. Like, I don't see that on TV a lot. And it's like, I feel like it's something that I've been programmed to feel ashamed for because my culture, that's not, you don't see that within my culture. You really don't. Like, women are the traditional women. You see them cooking and cleaning, you know, holding down the house. That's what you see women as in my culture. That's what I see it as, excuse me, in my culture. And then I go on TV and, you know, things have been different recently, but I now have seen like women as bosses, women creating their own companies, women just being their true self. But like, it's not, I don't see a lot of women like falling back comfortably into that traditional women. Like, I don't know if I'm making sense. I really don't. But I will say that I know that people are, I'm not exactly sure like the definition of feminist and, you know, what exactly that means, what does it stand for and all that. But I know like we're supposed to have like equal rights and all this, yada, yada, yada. And I, for one, am perfectly okay kind of being the, like, I don't know how to say it, but like, I'm perfectly, when I think of my life, my future, when I think of myself married, I see myself working, like being that working woman, but I see myself doing that traditional job where I get off and being that soccer mom, driving my kids off to school, picking them up, having dinner ready, taking trips with the family. I see myself being cooking and cleaning. I see myself being that traditional woman. I do. I do. And I feel like society, I'm like, I feel like with what's going on a lot on the news, like people are saying that women can do more than that. Da, 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 da. And I know we can, but I feel like people are fighting for women to be more than just that housewife, that they're forgetting that it is okay to do that. And sometimes people are okay being that. And I feel like they, having, like, I don't know if it makes sense, but like, this is what I want. Okay. Let me just break it down. I want to be able to go home to my man, to have a great relationship, a great loving relationship to my man, to give him that good bomb ass pussy, give him that good ass sex, be able to clean, hold the house down, hold the kids down, and just be there for him. Be the queen to his king. Be his side, on his side. And to be honest, I do not mind having, letting a man like outshine me or make more than me or, like be more advanced or be more, successful than me. I'm perfectly okay with that. As long as I'm happy within my, myself in the current state that I am, then I'm perfectly okay with that. That makes me, thinking about that makes me feel happy. But I feel like society has shamed women for trying to be like that. No, I'm not even gonna lie. I feel like other women have shamed women for trying to be like that. And I feel like other women have shamed women for trying to be open and be more sexual with themselves. Like, I don't know if I'm saying it right, guys. I really don't know, which this is why I have this diary online, so I can, you know, think out loud, process some of my thoughts out loud. Like, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I feel like I feel like women have shamed women for being sexual or sensual. And that's why I feel like I can't be who I really want to be. Because I don't want to be called a hoe. I don't want to be called a homewrecker. I don't want to be called this, that, and the third. And I also feel like women have shamed women for wanting to be that stay-at-home mom, being that soccer mom. Like, so that's why I feel like I can't voice that. I don't really tell people like how I think of my future or how I think I'll be in this. Like, I feel like I'll be a disappointment, or like they'll look at me with shame. Basically, that's how I feel. Like, if I were to voice this to someone, I feel like that's what will happen. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just confused about the whole thing. Like, I can't be my true self. I really can't be my true self. Like, I have no, and all this, like, that I'm talking about, like, I know this might seem a little random when I said my future and my man and who I want to marry, da 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 da. Like, all this, to me, it goes back to, like, control, I guess. Like, I don't have a problem being sensual, being sexual, and then having a man take over. Like, I feel like women think that it's weak to allow a man to take over or to have power. And I'm not talking about power over you, like controlling what you can do and what you can't do. Like outside of the bedroom, of course, if it's consensual, you could do it inside the bedroom. But I mean, like, I feel like, I mean, okay. So in the bedroom, you know, there's the BDSM thingy and, you know, niggas role play and shit like that. And people, and sometimes, like, if it's consensual between y'all, you guys will have that relationship where you have a dominant and, you know, a submissive. Like, and, you know, I for one, I'd be very open to try that because that's a turn on for me. I can try that. But when it's outside of the bedroom and it's like, when it's not consensual and when like people, when it's outside of the bedroom and, you know, when you have these men that said, no, you can't wear this outside of the house or you have to have dinner at the table by 5 o'clock or shit like that. That's what I mean by controlling. If you have a man that's like that, okay, that's not okay. That's okay. That's different. But if you, like, I want a man that just when you see him, you feel his power. You feel like he walks into the room and everyone like looks and be like, yeah, that's the boss right there. That's the CEO. That's the head honcho. Like, that's him right there. I want that. I want your presence to exhume. Is that the word, exhume? Let me Google this. Hold on, y'all. Oh, hold on. Let me go on my dictionary. Where the dictionary app at? Exhume. How do I spell this? Come on, why are you not working? Shit, I should have went on. Okay. Exhume. Is it with an H? H-U. Okay. I want... No. No, to, what does it mean to show? Okay, I just need the synonym for show. To oh my god, I don't fucking know the words. I want a man who exhibit, no, who, I don't know, like, you just feel, you guys know what I'm talking about, like, you, I hope you guys know what I'm talking about, but, like, I want a man who is able to, like, his presence is known, his authority is known, and I have no problem allowing him to take the lead while I fall back. And that's what I want in the bedroom. And that's what I want in my life. And, you know, they'll be like, oh, you're only 21. Like, you don't know what you want. You really haven't tried many things. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I am 21. And, you know, I haven't tried a lot of things, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some things I like and there'll be some things I don't like, but what I know is, okay, I can't say what I know, but from being exposed to sex for such a long time and having the ability to read, basically, and I've read many, many, many books, and just my, that one sexual experience, of course, like, it just, like, this is, I don't know, like, I know what I want. I know you guys say no, like, it's not what you want, like, I know what I want, like, right now, I'm positive. This is like, this could change later on. Like after I tried some things, you know, I might be like, yeah, no. But like this right now, and this has been my mindset for years and years. Like, that's what I want. And I want to stop feeling I want to stop being ashamed of that, or feeling ashamed of that, or feeling that I'll disappoint people. But like, I'll never allow people to know what goes outside of my bedroom, of course, or like outside of my, like, I'm a very private person, which is crazy because I'm doing this podcast and I'm just exposing my whole life to y'all. But I'm private. I'm low key with my shit. So like, people will never really know what will go on my bedroom, but I want to be able to, you know, discuss it with my friends or like something like that and not feel ashamed. I want to be able to be free, be sexual, and to not be ashamed. And I want to be able to feel like great for my body, and feel like I attract men, and to feel like I attract men and they attract me. I want to be able to be free and to pop this pussy however the fuck I want to pop this pussy. Like, it's my pussy. Why can't I pop it however the fuck I want to pop it? But of course, I ain't gonna do that shit. But I guess that's why, like, I guess that's why I'm like, I'm actively, slightly not, but like, I'm going to actively try to try this dating thing, because who else? I mean, if you can't be you with your significant other, then who the fuck can you be you with? Like, so that's why I'm like, I mean, is that a bad reason for looking for a significant other? Like, so you could be you to be free. Like, I really look forward to the day where I am married and I'm with that one person that I love and that I could do all the things that I want with and be free with. So is that so wrong that, like, my goal is to be in a relationship? Like, is that so wrong? Like, I don't know. Like, should I just seek help? Like, I don't know. Like, I just want, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I look forward to the day where I am in a relationship, because I've never been in a relationship. So I look forward to the day where I'm in a relationship and, like, I have my boyfriend that I could just be me, and if I'm horny, can hop on his dick. Like, we can experiment and try some stuff. And, like, I know people will be like, wait, why do you need a boyfriend? And, you know, like, actively in my life right now, I do not want a relationship, because a lot of things in my life are just unstable and just unknown. So, like, I feel like I should say, like, a friend, but I know myself to know that I would never be vulnerable and show myself and show all my size, my sexuality and everything with somebody else, unless I know there's a commitment and there's a title. Like, that's very important to me. And I feel like that's, like, besides that one sexual experience, I feel like that's why I haven't had many more, because I want somebody who wants me and who shows that they want me and that they're committed to me and that there's no one else. And I think that has a lot to do with my feeling like I'm kind of unwanted. Yeah, my feeling like I'm unwanted and unattractive, because I swear to you, if I get with somebody and, you know, we could be friends or whatever, and we end up getting involved in that way and having that, like, intimacy, and, you know, I figure out that they're with somebody else, that will break me. I'm not even gonna lie. That will break me, because all my life I felt like I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't attractive enough. And, you know, like, people didn't really like me for me and things like that. So if I realize that you're with somebody else along with me, that's not okay to me. That's not okay to me, and that will break me. So that's why I think I've stayed as long as I've stayed with the amount of sexual experience I've had, because I want that commitment. I want that one where I could be myself with. And, you know, like, yeah, I can have that friend and have an agreement, like, we're the only one, da 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 da. But that's not for me. That's not for me. Like, just like I know what I want in the bedroom, I know what I want, like, with a man. I'm not going to say in a man, because, you know, like, I've heard that my standards are just a little too high and I need to lower it now. But I feel like my standards are perfectly fine. Like, I've actually broadened my standards a little bit. Like, as long as I'm attracted to you and, I'm attracted to me, you show me that you have some sort of financial stability, or not even financial stability, you're able to handle your finances. If I'm attracted to you and you're able to handle your finances and you make me laugh, that's really hands, like, that's it. Like, I'm attracted to you. Well, no, that's not it. I'm attracted to you. You're able to handle your finances, make me laugh, and commitment. I want that commitment. Then money, like, then I'm all set. Like, I'm all set. So, like, that's what I want in a man. But with a man, the reason why I said with a man is because, why'd I forget what the fuck I said. But I think it has something to do with what I want with men, and what I want with a man is commitment, intimacy, that openness, that ability to be myself, that genuineness. And I feel there's a lot more, but that's to name some of them. And I feel like I won't be able to really show my true self until I find that. Because, you know, I like people, I want that, how am I saying this? You know how people be saying, like, yeah, that's my other half, that's my better half. I want that. Like, until I find my other half, like, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. No matter how I want to, no matter how fucking horny my ass is, you know, I be smoking weed, you know, I just be a little horny and I just be wanting to do this and the third. Yeah, shit ain't gonna happen. And while I'm happy, not that I'm gonna be smoking a lot more or a lot often, just just to feel free. I'm happy that I'm able to, like, when I smoke, I'm able to be my true self, I guess. And I'm not gonna keep doing that. Just be like, oh, hey, you could be free. You could be too. Yeah, I'm not gonna keep doing that for that. But, like, I'm happy that that time period that I spend smoking is able to make me be me. So now I'm just waiting to find that significant other, my other half, my better half, whatever you may use, my nigga, my boyfriend, my mans. I'm waiting to find him and build that relationship where I can be me, be myself. And you know, people will say, you know, you don't need a man. I know I don't need a man. I've survived without a man, but I want one. I want one. I know I don't need some things, but I want it. And I want it how the fuck I want it, okay? And it's going to take a lot of years. I'm not saying I'm going to be more... I'm probably not going to be open as I am, like, right now with people. It's not going to happen. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Like, this is not going to happen. But... it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be ashamed. I mean, I'm not going to be open with people about it. But what I'm working towards is not being ashamed about it or not feeling like people, I'm going to disappoint people. Because how can I really be me if I feel like I have people looking over my shoulder? I can't. So I need to get to that stage in my life where I don't feel like I have eyes on me. I don't feel like if I do this, I'm not being the best that I can be. Like I know I could do a lot of things. I know I could be fucking famous if I wanted to. I know I could be amazingly successful in my career. I know I could do all that shit. But that's not really what I want. And I'm not gonna go try to be something that I don't wanna be. It's one thing to be able to do it. Like, it's okay to do it. But if you don't have the passion for it, if you don't have the creativity, if you don't have the love for it, then I have no business trying to be it. I need to fall back on what I love and what I want. So, yeah, that's it for my little rant for what the fuck I was thinking. I don't know if any of this shit makes sense. I hope it do. I hope y'all understand. That's why I want you guys to, like, to comment, because, like, I'm talking this shit out loud. Like, this is not scripted. This is fucking raw and unedited and, like, I've never talked about this shit out loud in my life. Like, I might think about it, but it'd just be like, I just push it to the back of my mind. So this is the first time things are coming out of my mouth. And, you know, a lot of it don't make sense. Some of it do make sense. So that's why I need, like, you guys' feedback to, like, if you understand what I'm trying to say, or if you need clarification, or if you're trying to help me out to get a better understanding of it, that's why I need you guys to, you know, to comment, to DM, to email me, like, let me know, because, listen, I got no fucking clue. And, you know, if you're going through it, then we could be going through it together. It's always good to have an ally in this world. But yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to check out casediaries.wordpress.com to see my daily diary. Please make sure to follow me on Insta _casediary KSTIARY. Make sure to hit that subscribe button on SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. Make sure to follow me on Insta. Make sure to like and comment. If you like this, of course. I mean, if you don't like it, then you're gonna like it. But you know, yeah, if you like it, you know, make sure you like it. Press the like button. Leave a review. Send me some comments, DMs, emails. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a wonderful day or night or whenever you're listening to this. Just be great and hope everything is going well, basically. All right, signing out. Deuces.